USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is warning Turkey and other nations that sanctions will be levied against the regime if their attack on Syrian Kurds in the northern part of the country is deemed to be going too far by the administration.
We are putting financial institutions on notice that they should be careful and that there could be sanctions. Again, there are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
A massive wind-driven fire has now damaged or destroyed at least 25 homes in the Los Angeles area. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrez says the Saddle Ridge fire is also deadly.
I'm sad to report that we had one civilian male die last night from cardiac arrest.
The fire is growing at a rate of 800 acres per hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon has announced 2,000 more troops will be sent to Saudi Arabia. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The deployment includes two fighter squadrons, two batteries of Patriot missiles, a terminal high-altitude area defense system, and an Air Force headquarters unit. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Miley, explained the purpose of the deployment to Saudi Arabia.
This deployment of additional forces to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia is for the purpose of defense of our interests and assets in the region, and also to reestablish deterrence with respect to Iran in the wake of an attack on Saudi Arabia.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
In an unprecedented move sure to face many legal challenges, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signs a bill on Friday that allows any person who feels someone is unsafe with a gun to have that gun taken away from them. The law goes into effect starting next September. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
A senior advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is leaving his post. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Michael McKinley is a career diplomat. He has served as ambassador to Peru, Colombia, Afghanistan, and Brazil. Now, the Washington Post says he's resigned as the State Department is dealing with low morale from what's being judged as Secretary Mike Pompeo's lack of support for officials who are now caught up in the Ukraine controversy. Pompeo, though, continues to defend President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, including the July phone call with its leader that's now at the center of the impeachment inquiry.
I was on the call. I listened to it. It was consistent with what President Trump has been trying to do to take corruption out. I found that to be wholly appropriate to try and get another country to stop being corrupt.
Pompeo was speaking to PBS NewsHour. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning to Capitol Hill news, a Democratic congressman is responding to criticism on why the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement has not yet reached the House floor.
The speaker meets with Mr. Lighthizer, the trade rep, and we have a whole task force in Congress that also is working on it, and Ways and Means Committee is working on it.
That's Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey. The White House is pushing for this as a replacement to the North American Free Trade Agreement, but some Democrats and labor leaders say more work needs to be done to hammer out more worker protections. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A semi-tractor trailer fire on the Arizona stretch of Interstate 15 was short-lived thanks to the efforts of area firefighters Thursday afternoon. The St. George Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors has begun a nationwide search for a new executive director to fill the shoes of the outgoing president and CEO, Pam Palermo. A Cedar City man whose light sentencing in a 2017 child sex abuse case sparked community outrage appeared in court Tuesday, where he was sentenced to prison after violating the terms of his probation while living in Indiana. And during a city council meeting Wednesday, the Santa Clara Ivan City Police Department discussed the proactive actions that they're taking to decrease suicide attempts. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 72 today, clear and 41 tonight, sunny and 76 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
If the NSA is listening, we can at least be entertaining. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
Oh, I love it. You know, you're always going to have a good show when you start out with a little John Wayne. And you know you're going to have a good show. You got Investigator Dave
Hello.
In the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing remarkably well.
Dave is actually in studio with me. You know, all of you know he moved.
Yes.
Traitor.
I guess they did.
He moved to Wisconsin, and he is back with me in studio today. How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Yeah?
We moved into a nice little place.
Right?
You know,
yeah?
A little farm about a mile from town.
Okay.
Out in the corn and bean fields.
And how is it? Do you love it?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
So you're like a semi-farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We bought a little place, just 2.5 acres. My wife's raising bees. You can't believe all the honey we got.
Oh, I bet.
And then
I'm jealous.
Six, seven eggs a day from our chickens.
Nice.
You know, it's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy for you guys. I really am. We miss you around these parts, but I'm really happy for you.
One of the things your audience probably doesn't realize, because you're working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You keep the show active and you stay on the edge.
Yeah.
You have to. You have to stay up with everything. But actually, I took a couple of weeks and just didn't think about anything except putting together the house and organizing.
How was that?
I still do a lot.
How was that?
Wow.
Was it great?
Wow. Yes, because when I was on with you, I had to stay up with it too.
Yeah.
And I still do.
Yeah.
But I do it at my pace.
Ah.
And it's...
Take it in doses.
I'm going to live longer.
Probably. You probably are going to live longer.
I think so.
Oh, yeah. It's a weird business. I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting at the same time because you're doing a lot of research and finding things out. And I'm challenged all the time. I got emails from Australia last night, of all places. And there's a following there, listens to the show and putting forth some questions to me. In fact, I will share those in the next hour because cognitive dissonance is alive and well in everybody. You can't escape it. There's always going to be something there.
Something.
You know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm always trying to challenge that in my own self. And so this would be a very challenging question. It has to do with geopolitics. And so I'll go over that in the next hour. We also have a guest coming on about his book. He writes a lot of probably books that would lean more towards the chaos coming and some fantastic reads. And so he'll be on the show. My friend, author Scott McEwen, sent me him, and he's really great, too. He's got some fantastic
books. I'm anxious to hear him.
Preparedness, everything.
I mean, eager to hear him.
Yeah,
my wife
right?
would say, don't say anxious.
Anxious, okay.
I'm eager.
All right. I like that. Also, there's a couple of things just to sort of be aware of, too. And one of them, my friend Eric posted something about this, and he just said, you know, if you're paying, make sure you're not overpaying your property taxes. And make sure that you go in and that you're only paying the amount you're supposed to pay, because the county assumes any new mortgage or purchase of property is automatically a second or vacation home, and they tax according to that assumption. And you might have to pay a $50 fee to fill out an application to sort of get that reversed. Isn't that comical?
Any way they can.
That you have to pay to get something like that anyway. Don't even get me started on that. But that there was a woman that had overpaid $25,000 in the course of living here when they sold their home.
Where was that, here?
Yeah. And so just I urge all of you to make sure that you're not overpaying. I mean, good heavens. Aren't we paying enough? We're so overtaxed here, it's not even funny. What is the difference between here and Wisconsin?
Well, number one, if you decide to move to Wisconsin, expect to pay about $1,000 a year more in property taxes.
Wow.
That's they not really a lot, but
they
it's
really
going
to
be there.
To you,
you just have to put it aside.
Okay.
Because property taxes are higher there.
Ah, gotcha.
But nice thing I like about Wisconsin is the pluralism, especially in politics.
Yeah.
We got almost an even amount of Republicans and Democrats. In fact, they just barely went for Donald Trump last election.
Interesting.
And so you've got, now we have a new Democrat governor, Evans, but it's
kind of half and half.
Yeah, we have a Republican legislature, so it's back and forth, and they can argue freely and come to a consensus and everything else. And there's nothing overriding. For instance, they're debating marijuana right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in Wisconsin want marijuana. I think it's 60-something percent want it legal. And there's some Republican holdouts. They won't go for it. But it's not because of some, religious dogma or something. It's just because probably money, which is always behind
it. Well, if you've got a lot of farmland.
And it probably will go through. So most things run efficiently there. A few things don't run efficiently, especially licensing for whatever you want to get a license for. There's a boondock.
Stranglehold.
There's a bottleneck there.
Regulation strangulation is what I like to call it.
That's it. That's
it's
it.
True.
But I love the people. Everybody's friendly. Literally, I haven't met an angry person upset. They're just all friendly.
Nice.
And they kind of pull together. The thing about Wisconsin is if you want to live in a nice, lush environment, plenty of trees, vegetation, vegetables, everything else, that's really nice, you have to pay the price.
Ah.
And the price is going to be about 3.5 months of cold.
Ah, really cold.
Yeah, really cold. But not, there are going to be days in among that where it jumps up to 50,
Jumps up to 50?
Jumps up to 50.
Oh, but I'm
you
just
pay
a weakling.
That. But when it's gone, enjoy the rest of it. And you can always leave for a month or two if you want.
Right,
But I'll tell you, when we moved there in January, and in middle of January, a cold front came down. That solar.
Did you regret it?
Not the solar, but the polar.
Yeah.
That polar freeze
the
came
vortex.
Through.
The polar vortex.
Vortex.
I don't think they could have seriously ramped that up any more than they were, but yes.
We just finished our house building, and so we went out and got plastic for all the windows, made sure there was plenty of fuel and everything else. And then we went to Walmart the day before, packed.
I bet.
People filling
polar
up
vortex
with food and everything else. And it reminded me of an army that was preparing for battle. People stocking up, loading your M16 making sure everything is ready. That's what it reminded me of. But everybody, is courteous and nodding. And then when it hit and it got without wind chill, with wind chill, it was minus 51.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
Minus 51.
Minus 50. Minus 51?
Just a normal temperature hit minus 30. So, and then the wind chill brought it down.
So did you not leave the house for how long?
No, you could leave the house. Just not for very long.
Well, yeah. I mean, how? No thanks. My gosh. How long did it last?
It lasted for 2 days.
Okay.
And then it went back up to minus 20, and then minus 10. And then
it's all that global warming.
At that stage, you're so used to it, you just put on a coat and you can go out. But every day last from then till now, I could walk out in my front porch or out on a street, talk to a neighbor for an hour or two without the unbearable beating sun coming down on me. Say, get out of here, find some shade. It's here you have to put up for 5-6 months of just unbearable heat.
Yeah.
And I will trade that anytime for, three and a half months cold. And even with the cold, you put on coats and stuff. You go outside and you do stuff. Here you can't leave the house. You're trapped in your own home.
All right. I mean, different strokes for different folks. I just don't like being cold.
Yeah.
But You know, well, everybody's different.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't mind it, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Why not? And sounds like you can grow a lot. Sounds like you could do a lot. So.
And it's high enough, it's far enough north that the humidity doesn't really hit you much.
Okay.
It's not like Missouri or,
right.
you know, Tennessee mm-hmm. or something. So it's, yeah, very, very doable.
Yeah. We got a great country. There's a lot of different variety and places to live. And sometimes I think mm-hmm. even being a conservative state, it actually doesn't do us any favors in the way that people get complacently just sort of, well, they just get complacent in general because they think that we're going to move in a direction that is to their liking because it's the majority here. That's not mm-hmm. always the case. And we get a lot of stuff passing that absolutely is not conservative or not even constitutional, but I mean, not even hardly conservative in this state. So I actually think it doesn't do us many favors because people stop fighting. They stop working towards making
right.
sure, keeping an eye on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They relax.
Uh-huh. And I don't, that has not done us any favors.
You can't relax, especially when it comes to what we're talking about. You're talking about on this show.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. The price of freedom is internal vigilance. Was that Patrick Henry?
Yes.
It's you got to be there all the time.
We are starting to embrace and love more and more government here, and nobody's really calling it out. There aren't uh-huh. a lot of people. There aren't a lot of shows calling it out. They won't talk about it. They won't say that we are so government heavy friendly, and I think the people in our communities don't realize here how government heavy we are. And we applaud every time these council people like to tell us how much they're doing for us. And nobody ever says, is that your role? Do you have the authority to do that? Are you supposed to be doing that? And we actually had a councilman here in Hurricane that had a constitutional moment. It's so rare that we actually dedicated an hour to it because it's that rare. And where he said, maybe I shouldn't be wanting people to pay for a bond, you know, for a rec center, because that's not right. You can't take money from others to do that. And, I was just so proud. It was like seeing somebody emerge from a city council that actually thinks that they can't go take stuff from other people and start programs. We have the scooter program. We have all of these programs. We have the sham of recycling. We're all paying a heavy price for that now, as prices will go up on that, by the way, because now we're transporting it to Vegas to get sham recycled instead of sham recycling it here. And so we have a scooter business that the city just went into business with, where the scooters are part of now the city, and the city, the city is not supposed to go into business doing these things. So we're so government heavy and we don't even think about it. And so maybe
it's the nature of government to increase, to get bigger and bigger and bigger. It's part of the animal, just like an animal grows up and gets bigger and fatter.
They want to feel important. They want to feel like big stuff, and they want to just come in and kind of, you know, and when you have a plaque inside a restaurant that honors a certain council person for getting them there, there's a problem. Like, hello, that is a problem. That's not okay. And so we've got to really, hunker down and get some education in this country on what big government looks like. Because I think people don't know what it looks like, honestly. When we come back, I want to talk about wildfires, California, what's going on there.
Okay.
I want to talk about... Actually, there's a couple things actually on my mind. So, and I have Investigator Dave with me. So this is going to be a really fun show. We're going to spell out geopolitics in the next hour like you've not heard it before.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do you are going to completely understand what's going on in the Middle East after you listen to the next hour.
Okay.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode of Mythical Mysteries is brought to you by St. George Auto Gallery. Welcome back, and thanks for joining us on another episode of Mythical Mysteries. Today, we explore the possibility of a world without car payments. Now, many think that that's an impossible realm, but we have a special guest here today, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Payment Slayer. Mr. Payment Slayer, thank you for being here, and welcome to the show.
I slay payments!
Wow, yeah, that's awesome. How do you guys do that?
Garlic bread!
Okay, awesome.
Carve wooden stakes!
Wow, really informative, Payment Slayer. We'll get right back to that, but a quick word from our sponsor. Jared Wheeler here, and thanks to our heroic efforts from Payment Slayer and our local credit unions, we're bringing you no payments with purchase to 2020. That's right, no payments till 2020. Check out all our inventory at stgautodeals.com or stop by either location. See dealer for details.
Retirement planning is more than accounts and investments. Find out what you need to know Tuesday afternoon at 4:30 on Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton on Fox News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
We all know the song. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue for Columbus Day savings at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store. You too can discover the savings throughout the entire store. Save up to 25% off your entire purchase or 60 months special financing. Feast like a king and queen around this gorgeous dining room table for just $469. That's a savings of $230. Relax after a long day at sea on this comfy sofa for just $699. That's a savings of $300. All accessories up to 60% off. And discover the special orange tags throughout the store to save up to 50%. Sail your way back into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 2 years special financing and discover great mattress deals like this Ashley Sleep Queen Size Hybrid Mattress Set for just $299. It's the Columbus Day Sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store on East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and Pineview Stadium 10. All financing go AC, see store for details.
Living in southern Utah means it's hot. That's why you need Stewart Awning. Experts building shade in the desert for more than 40 years. With help from our design professionals, Stewart Awning will transform your backyard into a summer paradise. We've helped families for decades enhance their outdoor living at home, always at a great price, leaving you completely satisfied. Take advantage of our always free and prompt estimates. We are the shade experts. Before you buy an awning, always get a quote from Stewart Awning.
Find them today at stewartawning.com.
Nielsen RV has buck fever! Not that kind of buck, this kind of buck! Buy an RV at Nielsen RV and get a second RV for just a buck! Can't decide if you want a big roomy fifth wheel or a luxury travel trailer? Get both! Are you more of a rugged off-road RVer and your spouse wants all the bells and whistles? Problem solved. Keep one for yourself, give one to your kids for Christmas! It's buck fever! Buy an RV, get one for a buck, only at Nielsen RV. Off the Bluff Street exit, State Street and Hurricane, or online at NielsenRV.com. See dealer for details.
Did you know 80% of kids sold into sex slavery were first targeted online? It's the fastest growing crime in the world, and it's happening to our kids right here in southern Utah, most often starting online. Protect our children. Learn more at fightforutahkids.org.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Friday afternoons at 5.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of the Kate Daly Show. Lionsgate Recovery, people in recovery, helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
All the time, and I've been afraid that I may follow in their light. So I drink and love and whisper all the things I know are right. Someday I will leave this world, but maybe not tonight. I'm not afraid of getting older.
Welcome back. back. Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuning in today on a Friday. I love Fridays. And I've got Investigator Dave with me as a special treat because he moved away on me and he's back. So how are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
So you know,
the place we moved is, is southeast, southwest Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's called the Unglaciated Region. Mm-hmm. The glaciers never hit that. So it's filled with valleys and hills and mountains and everything. It's really, really nice. And it's warmer than the rest of the state, if you can call it warmer than the rest of the state.
Well, warmer, like what, minus 40?
No. And it's just got a lot of nice country roads and things. I tell you what.
Yeah, you're liking it. You're liking it. I could tell.
I'm loving it.
Oh, that's great. Dave moved to Wisconsin. So he was just back for a visit. And, of course, I got to nab him for coming into the studio. We're going to talk geopolitics the next hour and really lay it out in the simplest terms, I think, for everyone to kind of get. Because it is. It's very confusing, the Middle East and what's going on there and all the groups at play. Before I go there, make sure you get to Southwest Heavy Equipment Parts. I love these guys. They specialize in new OEM surplus and new aftermarket, used heavy equipment parts, engines, transmissions, I mean, you name it, components, undercarriage, new undercarriage for all heavy equipment makes and models. And that includes everything like Caterpillar, Case, John Deere, Hitachi. And so they have access to inventories of 500 other dealers across the country and around the world. And if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. They are that good. So give them a try. They're going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money with what they're able to do and their expertise on your heavy equipment repair costs, buying new OEM parts. So 28 years industry experience. You just can't beat that. And they specialize in large and small diesel engine overhaul transmission component rebuilds. Call 435-574-7178, 574-7178, or go to SW, as in Southwest, HEP.com. SWHEP.com. And you can find them there. And just call Jason at 435-574-7178. Fantastic doing business with good people who are honest, and I like it, and it's awesome.
Well, I want to know what Utah has been doing with, with Mitt Romney.
we're embarrassed.
Shall I bring him up?
You can sound off. You can let Dave know what we're doing with Mitt Romney. 888-673-1450. I wish we could do something with Mitt Romney. It's an embarrassment at this point because, you know, I deal with guests from all over the world. Okay. Uh-huh. Can I just tell you something? I don't usually say this, but I deal with all these guests and all these people in the know. I'm not joking you when one of the biggest questions I'm asked is, how in the world did your state get behind this guy? What in the world were you guys thinking? And I'm talking from major politicians to those whistle blow on the deep state to you name it. They are always asking me that question. And I never quite know what to say. Because, of course, I would never get behind Mitt Romney. Not now. I did in the very beginning when he ran for president.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us did.
I remember.
And yeah, I know. And I think you were just like, what are you doing? But but I did. I backed him at the time. Oh, gosh, do I regret that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there.
Hi
and
there.
Hooray that Investigator Dave is back.
I know. Yay. I love Investigator Dave. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say, with the Romney issue, a lot of people, I think, are waking up to what, unfortunately, they didn't see it before.
Mm-hmm.
But I deal a lot with communities that are smaller, and the county commissioners in the central part of the state, they are really dissatisfied with him. They have voiced even on their local radio and newspaper programs, to say how much he is a Democrat, how much he is not what they thought that he was. And he's just not willing to work with him on anything. He's adamantly that has his own agenda, and it's definitely not for Utah.
He's a plant, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They have sociologists that study every state. What do the people like? What do they appreciate? What do they hate?
Right.
What do they
can it be co-opted?
And
the answer is yes.
If you want to talk about Mitt Romney, you have to talk about the sociology of Utah.
Right.
And unfortunately, Utah is heavily into hero worship. If you hit the mold, you got the smiley teeth,
right?
And you he's a BYU graduate.
I know.
And all this, so people go, you can't go wrong with this guy.
Yeah.
He's good. And they don't look beyond that. Other states
we look
may.
At religion. Well, go ahead.
And it happens all the time, unfortunately, because they see that he's affiliated with what they're affiliated with, and so therefore, you know, he's trusted automatically, and that's why Utah has like the highest scam rate ever.
Yes,
you are right.
Yeah.
People want to believe the good, but they don't do the research, and so it's just really sad that a lot of people, after the fact, have had to eat crow and say, "Yeah, we were wrong."
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. That's so true. Thank you.
I tell
for
you,
that.
If
really
Mitt Romney came
Thank
into
you.
This state as a BYU graduate, right, and he was had scraggly hair, long beard, tattoo maybe.
Was he a BYU graduate? Anyway,
or,
I don't even think he was. Was he? Anyway, but yes,
and,
I get the point.
And crooked
though.
Teeth. Would I don't care if he's a BYU graduate or not.
Yeah.
Would people have voted for him?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do it.
It's, I think, I'm glad people are starting to wake up a little bit. I've seen a lot of people. I've had people message me, oh my gosh, I don't know what I was thinking, and I get it. And, and a lot of them did it because they didn't want the other person to win. When, if they would have rallied behind some of these better candidates that we had that were running against Mitt from the very beginning, then we would have stood a better chance, obviously. But they didn't. They went with the star power of the Romney. And the problem is that Romney is a globalist. And we just, it's like a McCain. It's like he's just in the same camp. And we just don't see it.
Utah, what, conservative, the Matrix. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on. They didn't even vote for him.
Yeah. I know.
I know. He lost there.
And some people think, well, we'll get our guy in and he'll at least listen to us. Is he listening to any of you? Because honestly, that's what people do. They kind of deduce it down to, well, as long as we get our guy, then we'll have some influence on him. You don't have an ounce of influence on him, Utah. You don't have anything, because he'll do what he's going to do and what he's told to do from the establishment on high. He doesn't give two whits about Utah. He doesn't care at all what we do here. He's way more about serving a globalist agenda. So that's what I think the other thing that people got just kind of snookered into is you know, oh well, he'll be, you know, he'll listen. No, he won't. So there, anyway.
Which brings me to always conspiratorial minded me.
Okay.
Back to Jeffrey Epstein. And just recently, Zev, what's his name? He's an ex-Mossad agent. And he explained that in an interview just recently that Jeffrey Epstein was Mossad. CIA working together. It's not like an independent guy with an island out there and just happened to make a lot of money. They're feeding him lots of things, but the thing of it is he's gathering data and information.
Blackmailing.
And what greater thing to do, as this agent was explaining, having sex is not a crime. Having sex with underage people, that is a crime. And once you can nail them on that, and so I begin to wonder, why do rational-looking, talking people work so irrationally for the deep state? What can
it
be?
And it could be not even doing something, but they can make it look like somebody's doing something, too. Yeah. So I want to say that, too.
I'm not saying Romney's
both.
In that. But as a detective, he's a person of interest.
I see. And there's lots of persons of interest. Why are they compelled to take the globalist agenda and run with it? Why do they echo everything?
And this is going to work the same type of a thing when we get in the next hour into the Kurds and the geopolitics in the Middle East. Are both sides so adamantly for one position?
But I do want to make it clear, we're not accusing Romney of anything or any of them. I just know that they have the ability to make it look like something, and they have the ability to have information that's real. And have we been being blackmailed for decades in this country? Is this why our you know, once they get into Congress and once they get into the Senate, it changes so much? and they become sort of mealy-mouthed, and, you know, they don't really have an opinion other than what the deep state wants them to have, and they act like they're listening, but then when they go to vote, they do something completely different. You know, and it could be for both of those reasons, not because they were evil and did something bad, but they could be made to look like something bad. Yeah. And blackmail is blackmail.
My granddaughter, it doesn't matter. My granddaughter said Congressman Stewart came and talked to him at Dixie mm-hmm. College.
Yeah.
Dixie. Mm-hmm. Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart's. Stewart hasn't stood for anything since he got in. Mm-hmm.
Of a rhino.
Oh, geez. Yeah, through and through. Through and through. That's why it's been so hard. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Make it quick. You only have just like about a minute. Go right ahead.
I'll keep it a couple seconds.
Sure.
You know, we used to have taxation without representation.
Uh-huh.
Now we have representation without representation.
Oh, that's so true. It's so brilliant.
and I guess that's all there is to say about it. And that's not all of them. I mean, I think some of them do a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear that, you know, many, it's just they're not for the local.
Yep.
They're not for the whole team.
Representation without, thank you for that representation. That's so perfect. I can't even tell you. Yes, that echoes exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
My
granddaughter said, shall I go to the assembly?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, maybe he's got something to say. She came out. She said, I should have done something else. He was the most boring guy.
Well,
and he talked about family, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But he never hit politics.
He knows the low-hanging fruit buzzwords. Just talk about family and his time in the service. And I'm not knocking his time in the service. It's just that's the low-hanging fruit that appeals to people. And they all think they're on the same page. And you think that he's going to go off and do something spectacular. He hasn't done anything. Congressman Stewart hasn't done anything spectacular since he's been in. But yet, people will walk away thinking that.
That's what appeals to people in Utah. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
I know.
First thing they look at is nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Nice family.
Okay, he's a nice guy.
Or served
guy.
In the military. Or yeah, those are all like bonus points. That's like the bonus round.
Yeah, the biggest thing.
And then we finally figure out. All you have to do is look at the voting record to know that he's not going to be doing anything. I mean, he hasn't done anything to change anything, to honestly make an impact, to educate people on the deep state, what's going on and how our country is being co-opted. And so, caller, you have about, like 30 seconds. Sorry to do that to you. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's easy. The reason why Mitt Romney and Chris Stewart both are so popular in Utah are because they're both Mormons.
Yes.
And people vote for them because they believe they're going to follow the Mormon beliefs. And unfortunately, neither one of these men actually reflect anything as to what their facade is. They are just big government men.
Thank you
now,
for that.
Caller, you're talking about the elephant in the room.
Well, I know, but I mean, what I would say to that is, thank you for that, by the way. What I would say to that is, personally, they might uphold all of those things. As a politician, now we're on different ground. And as a politician, it's different.
If Romney was an Episcopalian or Lutheran, would he have won?
No.
No.
Not in this state.
Not in this state.
No. I'm just being honest. I'm Mormon, so there you go. Yeah, not in this state. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
School's already here, and you need a reliable vehicle for your teenager. Hi, this is Robert Judd with Robert Judd Auto Sales. Do you really want to drive your teen to and from school? It's time to get them a car, and we have a whole lot of quality, inexpensive, pre-owned cars. Purchase a car for a student and get an additional $250 off the best-priced cars in St. George. Come see us today, 140 West Telegraph Street in Washington. Robert Judd Auto Sales.
This is Real Deal Rick, putting you on the road with a deal of a lifetime. We are cutting, slashing, and practically giving them all away.
Hey, Mr. Real Deal, what are you up to now? Telling everyone you're giving them away? Giving what away?
I'm giving our customers real deals. No surprises, no extra fees, no gimmicks, just real deals from Real Deal Rick.
Find your real deal at RVs, 150 East, 1160 South, just south of Fiesta Fun, or RVZZ.com.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial, Saturday mornings at 9.
On St. George News Radio, 1450.
Hey, it's Marty Lane here, and you guys know that I have acid reflux. I've been talking about it on the radio.
Well, it developed into Barrett's esophagus, which can be very, very serious. Well, I trust Utah Gastroenterology. Dr. Bown has been fantastic. In fact, their entire staff has been wonderful, absolutely great. If you have digestive problems, it can be embarrassing, painful, even some cases life-threatening. Well, that's why it's always best to seek help from the experienced people at Utah Gastroenterology. You'll be seen by a board-certified gastroenterologist, and they can take away those symptoms of acid reflux. When you need complete help with your GI problems, make sure you make an appointment with Utah Gastroenterology. They will help you safeguard your most priceless possession, your health. Utah Gastroenterology, located on Riverside Drive in St. George, or visit them on their website at utahgastro.com.
There is nothing worse than having your child wake up sick.
Mommy, I don't feel good.
Do they have a cold, the flu, strep? It means an entire day waiting at a doctor's office, waiting for test results, waiting for a prescription to be filled. It's a nightmare. Well, the waiting is finally over. Stuckey Family Pharmacy now offers point-of-care testing services. That means you can go right to the pharmacy for flu and strep tests, get results in minutes, and when appropriate, get the proper prescription medications. All in one stop. Point-of-care testing. Learn more at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com. Stuckey Family Pharmacy, voted best of Southern Utah.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Utah Army National Guard. Aired by the Utah Broadcasters Association and this station.
Shadow Mountain Medical Detox knows how to help you detox properly, avoiding the severe health risks associated with abruptly quitting. Shadow Mountain Medical Detox, where lifelong healing from addiction begins. Visit ShadowMountainRecovery.com today or call 435-228-7747.
Absolute Spun Pool is making it quicker, easier, and more affordable to own your own hot tub or swim spa. Get the St. George Fall Special on a 6 to 7 person artesian hot tub with steps with cover lifter at $800 off, or the instant rebate of $500 on the Limelight Series, or $1,000 off any Highlight Series. Learn more today and improve your health at Absolute Comfort Spa and Pool, voted number one best of Southern Utah.
Frank and I just celebrated our 27th anniversary, but unlike the past 4 years, this one was special. Because this time, Frank refused to accept defeat. This time, we didn't just celebrate our marriage. We celebrated Frank's victory.
Some things we just have to live with. Erectile dysfunction is not one of them. Declare your victory today. Set up a no-cost consultation today at East West Health Clinic, St. George. East West Health Clinic on East Riverside Drive.
My name is Aaron Ward.
I have been sober 28 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. Started partying in high school, you know, a little beer, a little of the other things, and I liked it. I avoided my family as much as possible. I felt a lot of shame. I became homeless. I was spiritually bereft. There was nothing left. I really wanted to be that person who could help another person, and I wanted the credentials to do it. There isn't a week go by that I'm crying in group, and I see hope.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Forrest Gump dancing to this. I just watched Forrest Gump the other day again, and it was just funny. Anyway, that scene. I love that song. That's one of just the classics, is it not? Dave's going to pick our music today, so you know how that goes, because you'll get a lot of 50s, right?
And 50s and 60s,
some 60s. Yeah. Okay, so we used to have music wars, me and Dave. All right, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can go to katedalyradio.com. There's a little short podcast for 4 minutes, How to Give Hope to Our Kids. And I relate a story yesterday that I was talking to my son. I was telling my son about and trying to talk to him about how not to fear the future, but how to know that you must put the time into work toward having a good future. Because there's like a fine line there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I explained to him why I felt like don't fear it, because there's no reason to do that. There's every reason to have a certain perspective on it. And so I shared that. That 4 minutes is actually on a podcast, and you can grab that. Also, how to change your marriage tonight. How to go home and how to treat your husband and how to treat your wife tonight. That's a 3-minute podcast from Alison Armstrong. And she's going to be a recurring guest on our show. So that'll be really,
good.
Really cool. Yeah.
Good.
And so make sure that you get that, because it really will. It'll change your night tonight. I promise you. It's gold. It's gold. She's gold. Yesterday, lots of topics we brought up yesterday. Man, so much to talk about. Okay. I also wanted to mention, what was I getting at? So we were talking about Romney. If you want to call in on Romney, I hate getting into the religion war on the radio, because I feel like there's people with animosities. They bring them to the radio, and then that's not what I want. If you want to say Romney was voted here because he was Mormon, I totally get that. And there's so much truth to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I just don't like the whole, you know, I usually, if you'll notice, I don't tend to bring religions on here to talk negatively about them, because I just don't feel like that's okay anymore. I feel like, you know, you can go do that in the privacy of a conversation over dinner with somebody if you want to go do that. But on the radio, Christianity in general is under such attack that I don't want to lend to that attack, and I don't want to lend to the attack of you know, faction against faction. I don't want that. But a straight up conversation, asking good question, I don't have a problem with that at all. Cognitive dissonance.
There's
a
difference between attacking reasons why.
Yes.
And religion can be a big part of that, but and
because
not
I love
attacking
my religion. Yeah.
And not attacking religion per se.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I am what I am for a reason, and so that's why I don't. I just hate that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Remember back in the election cycle, there was a commercial or on TV, and it said Governor Romney.
Oh.
It could have said former Governor Romney, but it didn't.
Oh.
That's.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I know. We've been totally co-opted by Romney, and at one point, I know Utah will wake up at some point. They have to, right? You'll have your diehards that don't have a brain cell, but yes, at some point, we'll figure this out. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is, and I'm not trying to knock on the church or anything, but what is it with the affinity of so many of these conservative politicians that are Mormon, that are they're almost like communists? I mean, back in the day, President Benson was a member of the John Birch Society, and they were very conservative, and now they've totally left that direction, and if anything, they're anything but conservative.
I think there's a it's a fair question. It's a fair question. I actually appreciate it. I know you're not attacking. There are a lot of people, let me put it this way, there are a lot of people that are involved in the running of things that extends far above and beyond who he was talking about. President Ezra Taft Benson is amazing. And I think when you look back on his life, I mean, talk about true patriot. There's just nobody to me that rings true like a true patriot like Ezra Taft Benson.
There are quips of his speeches that you ought to play on the radio sometime.
Breathtaking.
Beautiful little quips of him.
Yeah. And he was brilliant. Not everyone is going to have the same outlook he does. Not everyone's going to get it. And we live in a society that a lot, and there was just an article about this, a lot of religions, they're going with the, we must obey every law, and no matter what the law is, and we'll just be obediently kind of drawn into whatever, because, you know, and that's a tough one, isn't it? That's a tough conversation with people. But I feel like it's true. I get very protective of my church because we've been bashed for so long that comes out that'll come out on the radio when people attack it, because I hate getting bashed and for a lot of the wrong reasons, to tell you the truth. A lot of people do not understand the LDS. They don't understand Mormons. And so we get bashed for hideous things that aren't even true. So
I read articles on how they wanted to break up the Mormon bloc.
Yeah.
And because to count the Democrats, the deep state, to counteract the South.
Yeah,
but, and other states.
But they're representing even deeper communism.
Idaho, Utah, Arizona.
Yes,
specifically, right. If they can turn them, they've already got New Mexico turned.
Right.
Okay, and they're talking about what we got to do.
Hold on, caller.
Mm-hmm. We got to bring in those type of people, like who's that Evan guy that.
McMuffin.
Evan McMuffin.
Yes.
Yeah. And
CIA
it doesn't
operative that was
and
championed
other plants,
by Hillary.
Bring them in and turn them around. Because once they can get these three states. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. They'll own it.
And I actually take a lot of it. Just hold on, caller. I take a lot of it with a grain of salt and know that we're going to be co-opted by people that can be very convincing. Mm-hmm. And also anyway, let me take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hello.
Hi there.
Dave, the investigator. I've always really enjoyed you. You were my favorite person until you moved away.
Well, thank you. Now I'm not.
You're back for a favorite visit.
No, not really. Unfortunately,
ahead.
Today, I want you to know that I have never voted for Mitt Romney.
No, thank you.
I don't like the man. However, I really am disappointed in you today, and I wished I hadn't listened, because I feel like you've really bashed my alma mater school. And you've bashed my state and the people in it. And I just feel really bad for you. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks.
That must be BYU, which I am an alumni.
Yeah, people
so
don't know that.
So that will counterbalance it.
You did. You graduated from BYU. We're not bashing the state. I think what we're trying to point out is that sometimes we can get, We tend to gravitate toward a candidate like Mitt Romney, and Mitt Romney isn't good for our state. He doesn't make us more conservative. He doesn't make us more constitutional. This is why I don't bring up religion a lot, is because I don't like the bashing, and I don't see myself as bashing the state. Do you? I don't see, because I'm not bashing the state of Utah. Otherwise, I wouldn't live here if I didn't love it here. What I'm bashing is the sometimes the way we feel about government and not really thinking about the things that we're propping up.
Yes.
That's what I have a hard time with. But that doesn't mean everybody. So I feel bad that she was offended. But really and truly, I mean,
it comes with a territory.
I don't bash BYU. I don't think I've ever bashed BYU. Have you?
I hope not.
No. But what he was saying was, his point was that if somebody graduated from BYU, does that mean something for a political race?
And it does.
And it does. It carries some weight here, I think, a little bit, right? I mean, and
you,
I guess.
You throw everything into the mix.
So, I feel bad. I feel bad that she felt bad. But no, that's not what we're doing at all. And yes, it's tough for me on the radio because I feel so deeply about my religion that that's going to come out. If you start talking about my religion and you start making broad brushstrokes about, you know, religion in general, and I'm talking to the audience, you know, I have a tough time with that because that's not what it represents. There could be a few people that that come along that don't have the best interest at heart, let's say. And sometimes we can follow, you know, some of these characters, like an Evan McMullen. And Evan McMullen was a plant. He was put here with Hillary money. He's CIA. And we sort of lobbed onto him as a state and liked him. And I thought, why are we liking this guy? Not the whole state, but a portion of our state. So that's kind of scary that we weren't seeing that. And I just hope that we get a little more constitutional, that's all. I hope that we can bring that in and be more constitutional in our thinking and less political, but more constitutional, if that makes sense.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I feel bad that she felt bad.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well.
We're not trying to offend. I just think that we can bring up some conversations that probably need to be had. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I agree.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Is that me?
Yes, you're live. Go right ahead.
Okay, hi. Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say just real quick, I don't want to turn this into, and I'm sure you don't either, where a thing where your callers are bashing right. each other, and but that doesn't help anybody.
No.
But you and Dave, you're just trying to get people to think.
Yeah.
And I feel really bad for callers like the last one that, you know, that they don't – it seems like they don't understand that you're just trying to get people to think, and just because you say something negative about
wrong.
You know, and it wasn't even negative. I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
That just – I just want to make that comment.
Aww,
thank
you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not. That's why I always say personally, there's somebody, and politically, there's somebody. And I think personally, I actually think Romney is probably a very good father, grandfather, husband. I've said this again and again on the show. Even when he didn't show up to my show, I said that. Even when he evaded my interview, I said that. As a politician, though, I cannot get behind him at all. So you could, I guess somebody could say that was bashing, but I mean, I'm just trying to point out the difference. Same with Stewart. I think Congressman Stewart's probably a really good husband, father, grandfather, neighbor. But as a politician in that job, not so much. A good politician. So there are lots of people like that, right? That you just, I separate. I have no problem separating people from who they are as a person in their life to a politician arena.
What bothers me, and I think what most people appreciate about Donald Trump is that you know pretty much where he stands. And even if he can't get it done, he'll try to explain to you why he can't get it done, either because of a do-nothing Congress or because, as he explained, the military-industrial complex, which is trying to thwart him at every move or whatever. He comes out and he says, these are the people that are opposing him, and people know that. But he doesn't say one thing and really try to do another. To me, he doesn't.
Yeah.
And he can't do it. I know that people are going to say, well, he said he was going to do this and he didn't do that. But he'll try to let you know why.
Right. Right. And I honestly feel like we need to separate that a little bit more. But we also need to separate it more in voting for people. I don't vote for somebody just because they're my same religion. That's not the hook. That's not the thing. I want to know how they feel about government. But you know what? There was a time when I did that. There was a time when I voted for people based on their, you know, what I thought they were as a person. You know, their religious, their family. You know, oh, they seem like a pretty good person. I'll put, you know, I'll extend my, you know, whatever to them, the support to them. But the problem is, and I loved that last caller saying we're trying to make people think, is separate it. Separate it, and look at what they're doing as a public official and what they want to do, what their idea of government is, because I think we have a lot of nice people in Utah that are really great people, but yet not in the political arena. So just that's all I wanted to say about that, was just separate it. I separate it now. And if we don't, we're going to end up with more Romneys. And the problem is Romney just shouldn't be in politics. He's really good at his job as an investor. That's what he needs to stick with. But politics would not be the job that I would want Romney to have. And that's why I'm really vocal about Romney. Not because I hate Romney. It's because I don't. I'm just saying, look, him in his capacity, it isn't working. And it's not in our best interest.
I think he'd make a great dog catcher. You know,
a dog catcher,
something like that.
I mean,
for government.
He's a great investor. He's very successful, but not in politics. Oh boy, not in politics. His mother was in politics. She was very liberal. He was raised by very liberal parents, and so there's just a lot there that we need to look at. And I don't care whether you're Catholic, voting for another Catholic, whatever the case may be. We have to separate that out just a little bit and look and say, you know, who are they? I think it's healthy, and I really do hope we do more of that, no matter what religion you are. Be right back. Let's talk geopolitics when we come back on The Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time. and balance of nature for my energy and everything, it does make it much easier for me. I love it. I really, I tell everybody about it. And I love when they have the shows when the doctor speaks and all. So it really, it lifts your spirits too, knowing that there's somebody out there that really wants to help you and has come up with something this good. So I'm happy.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. From now until Columbus Day, Balance of Nature is offering $25 off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This special is ending between now and October 14th, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.